Hey everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Money Making Websites Internet Academy call for March. March 1st, can you believe it? Even with the extra day for leap year, it still seems like time's flying by. I'm glad you guys could join us. Excuse me. We had this is our first call that we've had since the Internet Academy, so I wanted to kind of catch you guys up on what's been going on. We had a wonderful time at the Academy in Orlando, and it was the first time we had done our Academy Awards. And this year we had three Academy Awards. We had our the Academy Award for the Project Cyrus Farmer of the Year, which was Rick Slavin from Brantford, who had I'm posting up, either it's up right now or we're in the midst of posting up the chart that we had done for all of our new members here, for all of our Project Cyrus people. It's been exciting to kind of go back and talk to the people who have gone through their first full year with Project Cyrus and see exactly what happened. And I think I may have mentioned in one of our previous calls this idea of creating what I was calling their escape velocity chart. And, you know, I'm always a big fan of calculating your ROI, your multiplier, at the end of the year to see exactly how much money everything turns into. You know, when you look at the money that you spend and you look at the money that you take in at the end of the year and you see the multiple for that, it's an exciting thing to see. But I wanted to see where along the line does the profitability kick in and where does it really go sort of exponential to become a multiplier. And so with these, I've done this now with five of our farmers, the first five that I've talked to who are in the very first graduating class of Project Cyrus. Their first full year was 2011. So to go back and look at those charts, and it was very interesting because for all of them, the first transaction that they did came in the third month or the fourth month of getting everything rolling. And so it was interesting to watch and see how it all worked out when we started looking at where those transactions came. And so you look at it that along the line here, people are typically spending either $300 a month or $600 a month on their AdWords, you know, $10 a day or $20 a day. So the expenses kind of go up on a very consistent line. You know, we're in month one, you'll have spent $300. In month two, you'll have spent $600. Month three, $900. So each month it's going up. And I wanted to do this for a couple of reasons, because I really wanted to see what happens and where it actually comes into profitability. And it's quite amazing to look at these charts, because I see now what an encouragement this would be to people who are going through our Project Cyrus program to see, before before Project Cyrus actually ends. You know, it's a 12-week program, so it ends up being 3 months. And sometimes people are in a situation where they haven't yet done a transaction, and they're faced with this decision: do I continue doing this without really knowing, having seen that there's any transactions that they've done yet? It's kind of a big thing for them to look at this and say, how am I going to, what's going to happen here? Is this going to work out? So up on dailydashboard.com right now, we've got a picture of this escape velocity chart, is what I'm calling it, for Rick Slavin. So if you go to dailydashboard.com, you can see, and now the picture is really big in my version right now. I think Sony's working on kind of sizing it to fit a little better, but you can see everything that we're talking about. And this is what our, this was Rick's first year with us, and it was kind of exciting to see how this all played out. But Rick ended up over the, I guess it was the 11-month period from November 2010 to December of 2011, spent $4,200, and you see that in the red dots along the bottom of that graph. And then you see in month three is where he did his first transaction. And then in the fourth month, he did another one. And the fifth month, he did another one. And the sixth and the seventh month, he did a couple or three transactions there. And you start to see this climbing and climbing, and the profitability getting, the gap between how much he's actually spent and how much he's taken in became very, very significant. So we look at the end of the year, he spent $4,200 and he generated $145,793, which amounted to a 34 times return on investment. And so it's very compelling and encouraging to look at this. And so we've got other charts here from, I'm going back now and really going to do this with everybody who's gone through Project Cyrus just to see. I mean, we've seen the we've seen that happen now with everybody who I've talked to, that they've had multiples. The minimum multiple that we saw was 7 times. Multiple, and most of them are in the teens. We saw 13 and 17 and 22. And so it's interesting for you to maybe take a look at that for yourself. And I'm going to put up some of these charts, and I did a couple of interviews with some of these, with some of our farmers there, so you can hear the strategies that they use and maybe learn some things that maybe you might be able to apply. And I would love to hear your results, because often, you know, I'm not in the loop into what actually happens. I see, and I can see how much money people are spending on AdWords. I can see how all of that is happening. But what I don't often get the feedback on is, once you've had your website for a while, I don't get to see really what's happening, to see how many transactions you're doing or what your return on investment is. And so I would love to see that. And in some of these charts, what we did was we added another dot on the chart that was the time when somebody entered into the website, the first time they showed up at the website and left their name and their email address, and put a little yellow dotted line to connect it to where the transaction was. And sometimes it was, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago that they came into the website and ultimately became a transaction. And that's kind of a telling metric to look at too. And I think it's going to be a phenomenal ROI for Rick in year two. When you look at the trajectory that he's already on, he's already 34 times the amount of money that he has invested. If he just continues investing that same amount and has the people that he, the same kind of results that he had last year, plus now he's already got a list of people in his Get Response, excuse me, that have been in his Get Response account now for more than a year. So we've got the equity that he's built up of all of those people who are, you know, just now entering where they've been in for 6 months to a year, or more in his Get Response account. So I'm excited to see the second year trajectory of what happens with this ROI. The ultimate ROI could end up being 70 or 100 times what he has what he would have spent on his site. So that's kind of exciting to see, and that's one of the benefits of having this Project Cyrus laboratory here, to be able to go back and measure and see what kind of happens. So that was a wonderful experience, and congratulations to Rick on being our Project Cyrus Farmer of the Year, and we're looking forward to an equally success story for next year's Academy for our farmers who are going through the process right now. Now, also on the Daily Dashboard right now, I posted up a video of a home loan report video from Jim McQuaig that he shared with us at the Internet Academy. And this is something that was a nice innovation that is, a very easy way for a lender to go over the findings of a home loan report. The video is less than 5 minutes long. It uses a Calyx software that does comparisons of different scenarios for the loans, and he just goes through and explains that to people, and that's a great delivery device for your home loan reports. And I find that the home loan reports are really something that are, I believe, sort of underused, because most people are not as proficient on what that is or what the lending side looks like and how that can really how that could really work for you. So watching this will give you some good ideas. It's a good idea to maybe show something like that to your lender if you're working with a lender who's doing your home loan reports. And I'm going to be working on some delivery stuff for a home loan report with our lender here in Winter Haven. One of the benefits of me being able to really work closely with the livinginwinterhaven.com team and having Lillian right here in our office is I'm really getting to see on the front lines everything that happens. I'm able to kind of be involved and see the decision-making process and where all of the friction is and where the opportunity is. And so one of the things that we did, we found a lender here in Winter Haven who is going to be able to prepare these home loan reports for us, be right there down the street from Julie's office and be a good source for this. And it's so important to have somebody who is on the same page philosophically, because the way that we always look at things is that we're providing service to people who want our help. We're looking for five-star prospects. We're not like most real estate teams are in a situation where they are where they're spending money to generate leads, and then they're just throwing the phone numbers to lenders to see if they can have any luck following up with them, and they want to feel like they're doing everything they can to convert these leads. And so consequently, a lot of times lenders are sort of a little bit reluctant to get involved in following up with leads from websites because they may have had a bad experience with that. And so we had a great meeting with the lender here, explained to him how everything works. We read the page of what people are asking for when they come to livinginwinterhaven.com and ask for a home loan report, and he was right on board with that. We showed him the video, and so now we'll have an opportunity to really create a nice relationship with that. And I'm going to work with him on creating a format for the home loan reports. And, of course, I'll share all of that with you so that you can see exactly what we're doing. And that's I'm excited about being able to be more like the franchise prototype sort of thing for you, where I can do innovations that are based on things we're doing right here in the front line and then pass them on to you as tools that you can use. So stay tuned and we'll see what's happening there. I'm very encouraged with the way everything is happening. Lillian is doing an incredible job of connecting with people, of bonding, of building good relationships with them. We've been sending out the weekly MarketWatch emails, and it's been a tremendous thing. Our GetResponse account is growing and growing, and each time that we send out a message, it's been well received. We get lots of inquiries, questions about specific listings, or people will, because we add in every PS the super signature that offers them all of the things that we can do next, offering them the guide or a daily tour of homes or any of those things. Somebody always asks for something right after we send out the MarketWatch email. So we've been doing that. We've been adding people by placing ads in Craigslist, and we've been able to generate about a third of what we're adding in GetResponse by Google AdWords. We've been able to add an additional 30% by just placing Craigslist ads. And what we've been doing is we've been twice a week placing the bank-owned buyer ad for bank-owned weekly, and we've been placing ads where we'll take a specific bank-owned home in a neighborhood or in a particular area that's popular or in a price range, placing that ad on Craigslist, and then also including information about the bank-owned weekly. So every day we're adding people to our GetResponse list for free. Those ads are, it doesn't cost money to place the ads on Craigslist, but you do have to have a little bit of a system in place to do it routinely. And Lillian's got it in her daily workflow to post a little ad. It just takes her a couple of minutes to do it every day, but she's able to add that, and we get really great results with that. People are primarily local, and they seem to be people who are ready to go look at homes right now. So it's been a great situation. Now, speaking of that, one of the people who we were able to add to that was the lady who Lillian got into that great dialogue with, which won her the Academy Award for Best Performance in a Bonding Email Conversation, which we presented Lillian with the award at the Academy, and that was fun. But that whole scenario, she was in an email dialogue just for a couple of days with this lady who ended up, buying putting in an offer for a contract on a bank-owned home, or not a bank-owned home, but a short sale home. And so that, just shows these email dialogues and that connection process are really something that you can create great results with. So if you're not doing Craigslist ads in addition to your Google AdWords, then this might be a good opportunity for you to look at doing that. And we are now, I just registered a new domain name called lakefrontweekly.com, which is going to be very similar to the bank-owned weekly. And I'm doing this as an accompaniment to what we've been doing with the Getting Listings program in Winter Haven here for Lakefront Homes. So we have now mailed for 3 months in a row to the 2,100 lakefront homes in Winter Haven. And in month one, we ended up with 39 responses the first month. We ended up with 29 responses in the second month. And we ended up with 18 responses for February. So we see that the responses are sort of leveling out, and I would anticipate that next month they will stay around that 15 to 18 level every month as we go on through now. But what's encouraging and exciting to see is that Julie is getting all kinds of response now from people who have received the package, the initial package that we sent, and have received the monthly update newsletters now. Some of the people have received two of those. Most people have only received one so far, and we'll send that out again this month. But our goal, you know, she's getting all kinds of calls. She's been out and spoken with four or five people now who are at various stages of getting their house ready to sell or deciding what to do, what if there's any fix-ups or whatever that they need to do. She's got one listing on a new lakefront listing on Lake Otis, which we're going to send some just listed cards around to that area and start marketing that listing now on Craigslist, looking for people who are looking for lakefront homes. Sorry about that. I had to get some water here. And so now it's very interesting because we had the Living in Winter Haven team meeting here on Monday. And while before the meeting, Julie had gone out to a listing appointment with somebody from the lakefront report. And then we had our meeting. And while we're in the meeting, she got a call, a voicemail from somebody else on Lake Jesse who wanted her to come out and talk about selling their house. So she went out yesterday. They're really excited. She's excited about this one because it's really nice, and she's hopefully going to go out and list that one today. So all those things are happening, and now we get to really deploy what I'm very excited about and the idea that I got from watching the Molson Canadian beer advertising. And I posted up on Daily Dashboard here a picture of what they call twin advertising technology. And if you look at the picture on the Daily Dashboard here, there's a picture of a good-looking guy in a sweater with some puppies and a Molson Canadian beer. And that ad was run in Cosmo magazine, which is a women's magazine. And if you click on the link to the article about this, you'll see below that picture the ad that was placed in men's magazines. And the men's magazine ad was talking about the miracle of Molson Twin Advertising Technology. And the headline is, "Hundreds of Thousands of Women Pre-Programmed for Your Convenience." As you read this, women across America are reading something very different, an advertisement scientifically formulated to enhance their perception of men who drink Molson. So they're placing this ad of the ideal man in Cosmo magazine, and then they're telling all the men in the men's magazines what they're doing on their behalf, programming them to be attracted to men who drink Molson beer. Now, you know, I tell you that story to illustrate the opportunity that we have of being able to find buyers who are looking for lakefront properties before we ever list somebody's house. So if we're able to go in and talk to a potential lakefront seller and show them the things that we're doing to find buyers for lakefront properties by running our lakefront weekly ads, building our get response list of people who want weekly updates on all the new lakefront properties that come on the market, that gives us an advantage over anybody else who's going in to talk about lakefront homes, because we're not just talking about how we're going to start from scratch looking to find a buyer for your home. We're going in with a message that 6 months from now we'll be able to have a list of hundreds, potentially 1,000 people who are looking for lakefront homes, and be able to tell people that, listen, we started looking for the buyer for your house 180 days ago, because we find that 6 months is typically the length of time that it takes somebody from the time they start looking for a lakefront home to actually purchase a lakefront home. And this will really set us apart from anybody else in Winter Haven who is going in to talk about selling a lakefront home, because we have absolutely got the very best system for finding lakefront home buyers and matching them with all these people who are responding to our getting listings postcards. So we're setting up those little profit triangles that I've always talked about. And now, you know, the difference is now that I'm here running this right out of my office, documenting everything that happens, every response, every appointment, every listing, every dollar that is spent, and every dollar that comes in. So I've got to be able to show you scientifically exactly what happens and how it all works. And hopefully you'll be able to take what I'm learning here and apply it in your business. You know, we've got a couple of people who are applying this to different types of niches. We've got a gentleman up in Massachusetts, in Gloucester, who's doing waterfront homes, oceanfront up there, and doing the same kind of thing. He's selected just waterfront properties and is mailing the getting listings postcards and getting great response. He already got his first $750,000 listing after his second mailing, so he's very excited about that. And then we'll start now putting together the guide to Gloucester waterfront house prices and start advertising for buyers. But I want you to see that this is not, you know, it doesn't depend on it being lakefront. You could do that same thing for townhouses. You could do it for condos. You could do it for retirement communities or 55-plus communities. You could do it for townhouses. I said townhouses already, didn't I? I love townhouses. I think townhouses are a great thing. But you could do it for townhouses. You could do it for country properties, and that's one that we will add sometime in the future here. We'll start adding acreage where we'll, you know, do the advertising, the getting listings cards for the March 2012 report on Winter Haven acreage prices, or, you know, that kind of situation. Or we could do it for groves, orange groves. There's lots of those around in Polk County. We produce a lot of citrus. So having something like that, you could do that as an in sort of investment properties. You could do it for apartment prices, where you could send to, you know, fourplex, sixplex, tenplexes, all the owners of multi-units. You could send the March 2012 report on apartment and multifamily house prices, so that everybody who's an investor who owns those multiple buildings would work. And at the same time, you know, deploying this twin advertising technology by advertising the same type of information for people who are looking for those types of niches. So there's lots of opportunity for you to do that. We're going to start rolling out multiple niches, and we're going to be in a great situation there. Now, we're finding that Julie Matthews is getting very busy right now with working only in the during unit, because Lillian is here running the before unit. She's connecting with people and passing them on to Julie when she's ready. And we've been doing the world's most interesting postcard to her top 150. And she's been getting so busy with referral business and with the people who we're generating from the website that showing properties is really becoming a premium. I mean, there's only one of her. And so we have decided that what we're going to take on next is what we're calling a showing partner, where we're looking for somebody that we can pay on a salary basis to just look, just show homes, so that Julie will still be able to meet with people initially. She'll be able to get a sense of what they're looking for, and then they will go out with the showing partner to look at as many homes as they need to see in order to find the one that they really like. And then when they find the one that they like, Julie will take over and negotiate the contract, and then Cindy does all of the escrow and transaction coordination. So we're trying to get to where, you know, Julie's highest and best involvement is in initial consultations with buyers and negotiating contracts for buyers, the initial conversation listing appointment with sellers, and the offer negotiation with sellers, and everything else being completely handled. So I wrote an ad that we placed in Craigslist, and I'll get the text of the ad up on Daily Dashboard here. But if you want to go to Craigslist for Lakeland, Florida, and look under jobs for real estate jobs, you'll see our ad for the showing partner. Let me read it for you because it's very conversational, and we've gotten 5 or 6 responses so far to the ad. But this format you could use for looking for any type of assistant here. So let me see. It was posted on Tuesday, February 28th. If you're looking down the thing, but our headline says Winter Haven Real Estate Showing Partner Wanted Right Away, Salary Plus. From Winter Haven, Florida, my name is Julie Matthews, and I'm looking for a showing partner to work with me on our growing real estate team here at the Julie Matthews Group. I've been in real estate business in Winter Haven for over 22 years, and I just opened my own real estate office last year. We've been doing some great marketing online, and I've got a ton of buyer leads, more than I can handle, really, and I need someone who can work with me just to show houses to right-now buyers. Here's how it works. I'm building a nice team concept that's a little different than conventional real estate teams, where buyer agents are paid commission only and given cold buyer leads to follow up and convert. That's not how we do it. We generate lots of buyer leads, and we've got a lead manager on our team who looks after everyone who contacts us on our website. She connects with them, finds out when they're coming to town and when they're ready to start looking at homes, and she passes them on to me, and I help them find a home. I never have to make any phone calls or talk to anyone until they're actually ready and interested in looking at homes now. One problem. There's only one of me, and I'm finding I need at least two of me just to keep up. Here's what I'm looking for. I've got this thought that there's a licensed realtor in Winter Haven right now who would love the opportunity to be part of our team and get paid just to show homes. No cold calling, no prospecting, no commission-only uncertainty. Just get paid to show homes to people who are looking for homes right now. When they find the one they like, we'll handle the negotiations and all the closing details. There would be some flexibility in the hours, mostly daytime hours, with some evenings and weekends. We've got lots of buyer opportunities, and we're only scratching the surface. This position has the potential to expand and grow, and I'd love to talk to you about it if you think it might be a perfect fit. Here's what to do if this sounds like you. Just send an email to me at livinginwinterhaven@gmail.com and tell me everything you think I would need to know to be convinced that you're the perfect person for this position, along with your contact information. If I think you might be a match, I'll email you back and we can set up a time to talk on the phone and maybe meet for coffee. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. Write soon, though. I need you quick. Julie Matthews. And this is a very conversational ad. I'll post it up on Daily Dashboard for you. But if you're, you know, looking for an ad to place for any type of position, this is a nice format for you. I mean, essentially, you know, we've got the modules here of how you can create a modular ad for any position that you're looking for, where you're really describing it. You know, you got the components of here's how it works, here's what I'm looking for, here's what to do if this sounds like you. And that's really the same format that we would use to hire any position, where we can describe what we're looking for. And I like this idea of just send an email and tell me everything you think I would need to know to be convinced that you're the perfect person for this position. And it shows you what kind of skills people have in being able to communicate without you know, just the formality of sending a resume. So we're seeing some interesting emails there, and I'll keep you posted on how that all happens. What else? Okay, I've been in looking into something new from the post office now called Every Door Direct Mail. And that is a system that's very similar to what they already have in Canada, where you can send unaddressed mail to every household on a postal route. And so they've got a tool online where you can go and set up an account. There's no cost to set up an everyday direct mail retail account. And they've got tools in there where you can look at the postal routes. They'll break down a zip code into the actual mail routes. And it could have, 400 homes, or it could have 800 homes in a specific route. And you can mail to every one of those homes for 14.5 cents each. Now, the minimum size requirements are a little bit bigger than standard postcards. I think the minimum is 6.5 by 11.5. So you've got a lot of room on there. And so that'll give me an opportunity to create some new templates for ad sizes, different types of postcards. So we're going to be looking into doing specific areas here in Winter Haven for getting listings that would be sort of in the southeast area of Winter Haven, and be able to do those for less money than what we're doing the lakefront homes, because we're mailing specifically only to lakefront homeowners. This one would be something that would mail just to the everybody on a postal route, and you can select only residential customers, even if there's mixed use in the area. If there are businesses in addition to residences, you can select only mail to the residences. So as I get more of that, more information there, and go through the process, I'll be able to report further on how that all works and how you can start using that. But I think it's going to be neat for, apparently they have a map function where you can choose, to mail. It's a 200 minimum mail, so you can, I think, choose a specific area if you find the address that you just listed. For instance, you could select the closest 200 homes to that to mail to. So I'll find out the logistics of that and how that all works, and keep you posted on how that goes. I'm very excited about the opportunity to do some mailing into large apartment complexes. There's some apartment complexes here that have 800 apartments. We've got a couple that have 300 and 400 units. So if those are all on a single postal route, those will be a good opportunity to try and get some first-time buyer business too. So that's lots of stuff that's coming down the pipe there. And then today or yesterday, we started the process of, I'm going to document exactly what happens with doing sending the listing next door postcards, the program, to the next 100 sold listings here in Winter Haven. We're going to send to the 20 closest homes. We're going to go 5 on each side and 10 across the street right when a home sells, when it closes and the sold sign goes up. We'll be right there in the mailbox to those 20 closest homes right around there, probably sooner than the person who actually sold the house will be there with their just sold cards. So I'll document everything that happens. We started out doing some, doing some little research to see how often this happens, and even just in looking at homes that had sold in September and what had been listed for September, October, November, we already started seeing lots of correlation, that there were lots of listings that had come on the market just in those, 20 homes right around us sold. So rather than just go back and do that anecdotally and historically, I'm just going to document everything that happens over the next 2 or 3 weeks as we send these postcards to 100 listings. And so I'll have the full report for you, and we'll be able to see exactly what happens, how many responses we get, how many of those people actually list their home, and ultimately what the ROI is on doing that. We're going to be working with Prospects Plus on doing the mailings. All we'll do is select the addresses from the tax records, and I may have Lillian do actually a little screen capture video to show you how our MLS system works to go in and just select those 20 homes and prepare the Excel file to send over to David to tell him which addresses to send the postcards to, and then we'll show you everything that happens, how it all works out. And the only response we're going to be using is the toll-free voicemail hotline. So we're not going to send them to a website. The only option is going to be to call the recorded message. So we're getting to the lowest common denominator. My real goal on that is to have a really cost-effective, high-leverage, high-probability system for getting right-now listings, people who are ready to sell their house right away. So I'm very excited about that, and we'll keep you posted on everything that happens there. So let's see. That is the things that I wanted to talk about. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up the call for questions or comments or anything that you want to talk about or share. And you can press *6 on your phone right now, and that will bring you into the queue. And we can talk about anything that you would like to talk about. *6 on your phone.
This is John Duncan.
John Duncan, my favorite. How are you?
I am doing well, thanks. I love the showing agent idea. And a question, do you have that ad posted anywhere that you read to us? Is that anywhere?
Yeah, I read it straight from Craigslist. It's posted in Craigslist right now. I'm going to post it on the daily dashboard. But if you look in Lakeland, Florida, under real estate jobs, you'll see it. The headline says Winter Haven Real Estate Showing Partner Wanted right away.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. And then the second thing, it's very helpful, and I really appreciate the graphs. For instance, the one you did Rich or Rick. That's fantastic. It's those type of things that help me to keep moving forward.
Right. Lillian just told me that the ad is up on Craigslist right now. So, I mean, up on Daily Dashboard right now.
Well, that's it. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see.
Hello, this is Chuck Anderson, Canton, Michigan. And my
How are
question,
you, Chuck?
Good, Dean. How are you?
Good.
Dean, I'm in the process right now with the, one of your new farmers here. And,
yeah, with Project Cyrus, right.
That's right, sir. And so I was wondering, I haven't done anything with bank-owned people who are asking for the bank-owned homes, and I don't think there was any instruction on that yet. Could you give me a few quick tips on how to get started?
Sure. So what we do every week, we send out an email to everybody in the Get Ready. We have a separate Get Response campaign specifically for the bank-owned, which you have that set up as well. And on Thursdays, today, we send out an email, and it is just like the MarketWatch email in that we do the same format, the same thing where we talk a little bit about the homes that Julie's been showing, the ones that she's seen or any specific ones that she wants to draw attention to. We put the links to all of the new bank-owned homes that have come on the market this week in, you know, up to 100,000 and over 100,000. And then we offer them something every week. You know, we talk about the guide to Winter Haven house prices, or we talk about the daily tour, or we talk about the home loan report, or, you know, those are the kind of things where we're asking them to raise their hand, sort of thing. So, yeah, that's what we do.
Okay. All right. I'll have to look in the get response. I didn't understand that there was a separate place for them.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look at my account better. All right.
Perfect.
Well, thank you, sir, very much.
You are very welcome.
Hi, this is Colleen from
Hello,
Hilton
Colleen.
Head, South Carolina.
Nice.
And
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now you're one of our new Project Cyrus farmers, too.
Yes. And I'm frustrated because I can't get my AdWords to work. Apparently they're being reviewed, and I don't understand enough about AdWords to be able to figure out what is so different about mine than anybody else's, that it's been,
you know,
a
what you're
weeks.
In the, I feel your pain. We're in exactly that same situation. The good news is you don't have to know anything about how it works or how what to do with that. We're going to take care of all of it for you. It's not a speedy process. Sometimes we have each of them has to get reviewed. They're all the thing that's frustrating is that you know, everybody's site is exactly the same. You've got the exact same site as everybody else, and some of them go to different reviewers, and they put up some kind of a review process for that, and we ultimately end up getting them resubmitted and rebuilt sometimes and approved. But it just, we don't know how long it takes to go through that process, but we're on it, and it's not, you're not the first person that it's happened to. And it's almost like a situation where Google's right hand doesn't know what their left hand is doing. You know, it's very, they're a big, big, big company, and they've got sometimes confusing guidelines, and people interpret them differently on their review teams. So it's happened before. We'll get it figured out. Typically what we do in the meantime is, as soon as this happens, if we don't get it resolved immediately, then we swing into action and set up a Yahoo and Bing account. I don't know whether that's happened for you yet, start driving traffic from Yahoo and Bing first, and then switch over to Google when we get everything resolved. So.
Oh, okay. And then if I get my Craigslist ads going, I'll at least start getting
that's
some.
Certainly. Absolutely. I would recommend that you do that right away, that you start with the Craigslist ads, because we've been doing those every day. And like I said, we're generating 30% of what we're generating from AdWords with the free Craigslist ads. So that is something that I would recommend that you start doing right away, for sure.
Now, do you post them under real estate for sale or real estate
uh-huh.
services? Under real
nope,
estate for sale?
We do them under real estate for sale, yep.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
So there you go. So we'll just rest and know that we're on it, and that there, you know, this is, we've got, you know, a handful of people who are going through that exact process right now. At any given time, we've always got 5 or 6 people who are going through that same process, and you know, most of the time we get that resolved sort of within a few weeks. So
okay, great, thanks.
Okay, very exciting.
Hi, Dave, it's Alex from Arizona. How are you?
I'm good, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, okay. I have an opportunity. It's a little bit outside the box, and I just wanted to ask your advice.
Okay.
It's local pizza place. I talked to the owner about potentially delivering a flyer with every pizza. and they said that they would allow me to test this for 90 days for free. So all I have to do is print up the flyers and give them to them, and then after I'm going to evaluate the success of it, and then, you know, if it works or whatever, then we'll, you know, come out to some kind of arrangement where I pay them to help, you know, defray their delivery costs. And so hopefully it'll work out for both of us.
Nice. That's a great idea. How many pizzas will that be, do you suspect, in a, on a weekly basis?
Well, it's actually, it's a fairly large chain, and so basically what I've targeted is to do 20,000 deliveries in the first month.
Okay.
If it works, quite a number more. So in theory, I could probably get 100,000 flyers a month out the door. But the reality is that would also be going way outside the geographic scope of where I am. It would, so like I would definitely need lots of buyer's agents and stuff to work with me if I were to take that full volume. So for right now, all I'm trying to figure out is what is a good offer to put out there just to generate those leads. And then kind of once I have a handle on it, I can figure out what to do with them and how to rope other people in and so forth. But
Would you imagine that they're predominantly homeowners or renters?
I would imagine it's going to be a mix of both, to be honest. I mean, it's kind of asking the question essentially of who likes pizza, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody likes
pizza. Well, one of the things for sure that I would do is put a the getting listings offer on there, like free March 2012 report on, you know, whatever the name of the I imagine you could do a different flyer for based on the location, right?
Yes, I could try that. However, I wanted to try buyers only because I feel like the getting listings cycle is a bit slower, and I can't really, like, and I'm already doing postcards, so I kind of feel like I'm already financially committed to that. So I was hoping to try to find some buyers and get some deals closed in short order, and then I feel like I was down the line or something.
Okay. So, you know, what I would look at is I would test with the bank-owned homes as an appeal. Because that's something that, no matter what, that's kind of a hot thing for a buyer looking for there. So I would do something, you know, similar to the way we do the Craigslist ad. I would put a big picture of a bank-owned home on there, and have the offer of, you know, get the bank-owned homes inventory list for week of whatever the week is, you know, and send them directly to the page where they can register for your bank-owned weekly update. That's what I would test on there. Then the other thing I might test is just an offer of, you know, free search thousands of homes for sale at your what your website is, you know.
Okay. I will try those, and I had another idea which I wanted to bounce off of you. Have you ever tried offering like a commission rebate at closing? I was thinking something along the lines of either like a gift or $500 cash back or something to that effect?
It's a different thing. Like, so here's the difference in that kind of offer, because what you're doing is you're essentially offering somebody something where you're saying, you do something for me, and then I'll give you something nice, right? Because the only way they're going to get their $500 is if you get $5,000, right? Or whatever the thing is. You're hedging your bet like that. And you're going beyond where they are right now. You're trying to use the flyer that they got on their pizza box to convince them to buy a house through you. You're not doing something that is just going to get them to raise their hand and identify themselves as somebody who's looking for a house, which is all you really want to do. You know, when we talk about the 8 profit activators, you know, profit activator number 2 is to compel your prospects to call you, just to identify themselves. And so that, what you're talking about, that is more something that I would use as a motivator to people that I've already gotten them to raise their hand, you know? I think you're just one step early on that.
Okay, perfect. All right, great. Well, I'm gonna...
I just want to start, you know, to use that to generate leads.
All right, I will get this underway, and I will report back and let you know how it goes.
Exciting. And you can imagine you can change the flyer every week just to, we could test different things over the course of the month, you know?
Well, I think the only thing is that I don't want to overwhelm them logistically because this is a new thing for them. So
yeah.
My thought was I'm going to basically print everything for a month, see how it goes, and then maybe
gotcha.
In the second month something else. Once I see them, then I would feel more comfortable with
yeah.
Maybe.
Are you going to do like a half of an 8.5 by 11, or what size are you going to do?
That's exactly it. It's what they. That's the flyer that they already use. So
yeah.
The idea, I could even maybe print their coupons on one side, with the theory being that that would induce people to keep the flyer around longer than if I just put my offer with nothing else on it.
Yeah. You love those mixed messages, don't you?
Well, I don't have to do it with it on both sides.
It would be interesting to test, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right,
well,
thanks.
This will be an interesting experiment. I'd love to see what happens.
I will report back.
Thanks, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dean. Ron Cedillo.
Hey, Ron Cedillo. How are you?
Good, good. I see that you've been not doing much lately.
Yeah, exactly.
These are awesome projects between this
yeah,
and
it's
I
very
Love Marketing.
Exciting.
I listen to you almost daily now.
Oh, that's great. I got
and,
a lot
believe
to say.
Me, you know what? It's awesome. I mean, honestly, I get up at 4 in the morning and you know, I'm listening to you just going while I'm doing my exercise routine. I love what you're doing. And you answered 2 of my questions today, which was we're trying to grow our rental program, and you showed me how to do it with your profit triangles.
What did I tell you?
Profit
triangles. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Done. So easy. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And I wasn't by my pad when you mentioned the postcard program, the new one. What do they call that?
The Every Door Direct Mail or the Listing
yeah.
Next Door?
Every Which Day one? Direct. Every Day.
Every Door
Direct,
direct
Mail.
Mail.
Mm-hmm. Every door.
And that's just where you're going to, rather than sending addressed mail to specific homes, you're sending to every home on a specific postal route. And it's new from the post office, and it costs 14.5 cents per address or per house emailed to.
How would I do this with apartment complexes?
I'm going to look in. They have a tool online. If you just look up, just type in Google every door direct mail or go to the USPS.com website, and they'll have information there. Once you sign up for an account, you'll have access to their tools, and you can go in, and it's got a zip code map, which will identify all of the postal routes within any zip code. So you can, you know, hover over, if you know that there's a certain big apartment complex, you can hover over that, and it may be that that apartment complex is its own postal route.
Got it, okay.
So you could mail to every address in that apartment complex.
Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Huge,
it's pretty
huge.
Cool.
That's a game changer right there.
Yeah, it really is. And now it's like that's what is available and has been available for quite some time in Canada. that's the way it, you know, the unaddressed ad mail program works up there. And that's, you know, Chuck Charlton is able to send, you know, 23,000 postcards a month. And I think they pay 11 cents per piece to mail.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. So it's very exciting.
And he's just sending out which postcards to those?
He's sending out the Getting Listings postcards.
He's doing Getting Listings on that.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing anything for the buyer side and the apartment complexes?
No.
Okay. It's just because our rents, we can actually buy a home cheaper than you can rent now in my neighborhood.
That's great. Awesome.
So it makes sense to go in that direction now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because interest rates are so low, it makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could buy a $200,000 home for $1,500 in rent. And
that's great.
And that, you know, we couldn't do that in our neighborhood, you know, 5 years ago, but now those numbers make sense all day long. And with the down payment programs, we put someone in with $500 down.
Oh,
how do you
perfect.
Beat that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very exciting. Well, today I'm glad you came on the call then.
Oh, I've been listening to you every day.
Okay, good.
You know that too. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Bye.
Hey, Dean, Dave Kolakowski.
How are you, Dave?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, listen, Matt, on those postcards that you were just talking about, can that still be sent out? Did I hear you say that, you know, the guys that down in Florida that do all the printing, they could do the printing and it would still work off of that rate?
I'm going to be talking with them tomorrow about that.
Okay.
To see what
okay.
the situation is, because it's a little bit, you know, it's brand new. There's a little bit of paperwork involved with it, and so I'm not sure how that's going to work. For sure they can do the printing, but the we'll see what's going to happen with the mailing portion of that.
Yeah, that was kind of my only question, but that would be if you could do it with Prospects Plus and do that. No, that's just a home run.
It really is, and that's exactly it, because the postcard sizes are a little bit bigger. The postcards themselves are 6.5 by 11.5 is the minimum size. So it's a, you know, sort of super jumbo postcard. So we'll see.
So it may balance
out. Formatting.
Well, the question is, will the size then offset the cost enough to make a difference, and how much?
Well, it's certainly going to be cheaper no matter what than doing, you know, standard postcards. Even with the additional cost of the postcard itself, it's still going to be less expensive. It's just a matter of, can we arrange it so that it's just as convenient? You know, can they drop them from Sarasota? You know, or do they have to go
to the local post office?
Local post office. That's what we're getting all the logistics and stuff worked out.
All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah, but I will keep you posted for sure.
Right.
Okay, guys. Any other questions or comments? *6 on your phone. Going once. Going twice. There we go. Somebody in just under the wire. It looks like somebody right here in my own building.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know the Craigslist ad was already posted to Daily Dashboard.
Yes. We got that. Good.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you. Okay.
Wonderful job.
Hello, Dean. Chuck Anderson again.
Hey, Chuck.
I had a response.com. I had a question. I had been mailing my Market Watch newsletter, the three times I sent it now, text only.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sony just responded to me or somebody saying, oh, no, no, you can do it HTML. But when I did it...
We can do it HTML, just the HTML with links, not with images. We don't want to add any confusion or make it difficult for people to read. We make it still looks like text. It's just that
okay.
You can use prettier links. There's just an extra step involved in doing it that way. But
okay.
Sony has a tutorial video on how to actually do it.
Okay. And then when I had done it, just on the text thing, I still had clicked, even though you said not to, one of the little buttons at the bottom so that the link...
Oh, yeah, right.
So that the Google could be reported if anybody clicked on my links.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's showing that there's something like a 24 or 25% of the people who get the MarketWatch newsletter click through on one of those links, if I'm understanding
okay,
what's happening. Is the,
right.
How good is that? Is that like good? So.
It's not even
good?
Something that I've. It's not even something that I measure because I don't really
okay.
care. What I care uh-huh. about is how many people reply to you. How many people go and ask for your guide or sign up for a tour or ask for a home loan report. Those are the numbers. Those are the things that I'm more excited about measuring.
Okay.
Because they're a result, you know?
Right. How would I know when someone asked for something if it was from the new MarketWatch or if it was just directly off the website? I guess it's the same thing, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, you look at it and you'll be able to see that, you know, that what happens is sort of on the heels of sending out your MarketWatch, you'll recognize that, Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. You're welcome. Okay, guys. Well, that was a great call, a very exciting, lots of good stuff going on. And we will be back with our next call on the third Thursday of the month. And so mark that on your calendar. And I will keep you posted. Watch the Daily Dashboard as we post up things as they happen here from World Headquarters. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.